It's the Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
Jay! Hey! My headset's
Text or call the show at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross
on Sattown Sports 1140.
All right, 13 minutes. We're going to talk Kings basketball. 12 days away. Media day on Monday. Sacktown Sports 1140. We'll have all the coverage. Not just us, Cattles and Rami, everybody online. We'll be bringing it to you in multimedia fashion.
That's what we do. It's 2022.
All the media, bro. All the media. 827. Big win for the A's. No, not on the field.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
That's not going to happen. But as far as keeping them.
Don't forget, we're going to be whining.
Oh, Wine Wednesday.
Wine Wednesday, 27 as well.
Yep.
Before we get into this Draymond thing, can I blow your mind just real quick?
I got an answer, but I'm not going to say it on air. Go ahead.
Wow. Uh-huh. After 2 weeks, these are the top three passing leaders in the NFL.
Hold on. Tua's got to be one.
Number one. Uh-huh. Tua Tagovailoa.
AFC Player of the Week, by the way. Tua Tagovailoa.
By the way, all three of these guys
hold
in the
on. AFC. Oh, by the way, got corrected yesterday. Tua Tagovailoa. That's not how it's spelled, but I even went on and heard him pronounce it. Whitey corrected me. It's tongue, like Tagovailoa.
It's easier to say, actually.
Yeah, it is. So anyways, hold on. I know this isn't the segment, but now you got me, dude. Okay.
AFC, so that should
be. All right. Josh Allen.
He's fourth.
Okay. Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco is third.
Yes.
2 yards ahead of Josh Allen.
Okay, hold on.
Second one's going to really blow your mind.
No. Okay, it's not.
You just said no to one of them.
It's not in the AFC West.
It is not.
Okay, hold on. Is it Trevor Lawrence?
No.
Okay, hold on. No. It's not Davis, what's his face?
With no.
Okay, all right, hold on. It's not Cleveland. It's not Lamar. It's not, is it Trubisky?
Nope.
It's not Burrow. It's not Mac Jones. You said it's not Allen. It's not Matt Ryan.
I'm sorry. This is an NFC team.
Oh, you ding dong. Jalen Hurts.
Nope. Same division.
It's not Carson Wentz.
It's Carson Wentz, baby.
I knew it.
Sitting there at 650 total passing yards, second only to Tua.
So hold on. Tua, Carson Wentz, and Joe Flacco are your passing leaders?
Yes. Josh Allen is fourth. He's only 2 yards behind Flacco. And then Justin Herbert is 3 yards behind Flacco. So, but I would not have had Joe Flacco in there.
Said I knew it, by the way, because I guessed wrong 9 times. By the way, how about Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, two of the top three receiving yards leaders in the NFL.
That their quarterback is number one, that makes sense.
And Stephon Diggs is the meat in the sandwich there, in the Dolphin sandwich. He's at number two. What's interesting about that, Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs, Jalen Waddle, those are your top three receiving leaders. They'll face off this weekend.
Oh.
The Dolphins and Bills take on each other. Also, how about Saquon Barkley, here's the bad news for Saquon Barkley is in his last game, he had just 72 yards against Carolina, but he had 164 in the game before. He is your two-game rushing leader in the NFL. How about comeback player of the year already? Yeah?
No.
Okay. Couple quick things. Ryan Fitzpatrick went on a show and was like, I'm the guy that Tom was talking about when he said they're going to keep that blankety blanker. It was actually me. And then he went into a history like they beat Brady when he was with the Jets or whoever, and Tom didn't shake hands. And so he wanted to kill him every time he went out there, and that he doesn't like Tom Brady. Like, he really went off a little bit on Tom. Let's put it that way. This is from a colleague, if you will. And Tom Brady was like, what?
And I love Ryan, but somehow he's got it out for me. And that's I actually talked to Ryan Griffin, who's one of our quarterbacks. He said, Ryan's always all over you. I don't know why. So I don't know why Ryan is. Maybe Ryan and I need to have a talk. You know, Ryan's a hell of a guy, too, and I've competed against him. I mean, he's a Harvard guy. Now he looks like he's part homeless, and now he's on TV doing what my future job's going to be. So I think Ryan's got a good thing going. I'm not sure why he needs to, think that I'm after him or something like that.
That's why Ryan Fitzpatrick doesn't like you, bro. It's all this jibby jab. I don't understand. He looks homeless. I don't understand.
Okay, first off, he went
what a D-bag.
He went on to be very clear about that. He said, I'm not the guy. That was not the guy I was talking about. But also, is there a little bit of like, did you pick up a little bit of like, he's a good guy as he's like petting him on the
this
head?
This was he's very much Michael Jordan, Byron Russell. Or Brian Russell.
Yeah.
You know, same thing. It was like, Russell was always going out there, you know, Jordan this to me, and it was a foul. It was a foul. And Jordan's like, oh, so cute. It's you.
Ryan Fitzpatrick's cute.
Yes.
He's a good guy.
So is Draymond Green.
Draymond Green, what a wonderful segue. Talking about Robert Sarver, and he's very, yeah, listen, Draymond's been very vocal with the podcast and other things. He likes to talk about new media and accountability. He's on the right side of history here. He's going to make his voice known about Robert Sarver.
This report that came out last week is the total opposite of everything that the NBA stands for. And so to think that someone like Robert Sarver that's acting in that manner can continue to represent us, that's stop it. That's ridiculous. The level of comfort that you have to even use the word again does not validate or make it okay for Robert Sarver to use the N-word.
All right, so it's clear that the NBA would like to have Robert Sarver gone. It's clear that Robert Sarver's fellow minority owners in... And by the way, I guess just to clarify, when I say that, I don't mean fellow owners of color when I say minority owners. I mean the
minority governors.
Thank you. Governors on the Suns. They want him gone. Everybody wants him gone. In fact, I have yet to hear, although I'm sure somebody's out there. I guarantee you in this day and age, there's somebody out there with a podcast or a TV show or somebody
It's not even that, dude.
He's got a right.
It's a fellow governor. I'm not saying it's James Dolan, but James Dolan's like, wait, what did he do wrong again?
Somebody is out there on their show, as we speak, railing for the rights of Robert Sarver.
I'll leave Trey Clay Travis out of this.
Clay Travis is 100%. One hundo is Clay. If they come after Robert Sarver, they're coming after you next.
Yep.
They're trying to replace Robert Sarver with their woke leftist agenda, I'm not standing for it.
They replace Robert Sarver. They're replacing fans. Cardboard cutouts will be back.
Whatever happened to free speech? I thought it was American. So anyways, calm down. Anyways, I appreciate what Draymond's saying, and I agree with it 100%. And also, let me be clear. There's some things that Draymond says that I can't appreciate because of, you know.
Right.
Obviously, and I'm aware of that too. But I'm behind it. Let's go. I fully agree, as do you. There's no place in the NBA or sports for Robert Sarver. And we're going to hear, I hope, more of this. But while also we should acknowledge that the players shouldn't have to do this, but there we are. Here's what I want to start hearing. Can somebody... We need an expert to emerge that understands NBA bylaws and can say, okay, here are my questions. Like, what are the clauses, if any, for removal of Robert Sarver? How many sponsors have to pull out? How many players have to go on strike? What is the trigger mechanisms that would allow for a removal where Robert Sarver could not turn around and in a court of law? Because here's the thing.
What? I think that guy does exist. I think his name's Adam Silver, and I think he kind of already has said that.
First off, Adam hasn't come out and said what the bylaws are specifically.
Sure, but that doesn't mean he does not know them and is well-versed on them.
Secondly, I don't think we can get Adam on our show. You know what I think I can do, actually? I think I can get a hold of an ownership agreement. I think I could do that. I have a tiny bit of access. In that capacity, I think I could get. I would like to get a hold of an ownership agreement and read the. Because I imagine the bylaws for the Suns are the same for the Kings or any other team.
Oh, for sure. No, there's no different bylaws depending on who owns what team in what city.
But I want to know what the trigger mechanisms are. I want to know A, if is there one, and B, what it. Because here's the thing: courts don't care about your feelings, and it's where I appreciate where Adam Silver's coming from, because it may very well just be where he's like, dude, I want him. In fact, I believe it's this case. I want Sarver gone, but wishing does not make it so.
Yeah, I don't believe there's a world where Adam Silver wishes Robert Sarver wasn't part of the league. I would also imagine those bylaws, and this is just speculation, obviously I've never seen them, given how hard it is to remove governors, yeah, I bet they're very ambiguous, which makes them very hard to uphold in a court of law.
So, I want to know, and I think also the public should know, and the players should know, and the advertisers should know. Okay, and when you say ambiguous, what is most likely is you can remove an owner if, you know, criminal conduct, but there's probably something in there that grossly affects the ability of basketball team X to turn a profit and continue business. You know, again, it's going to be ambiguous, but point to something. And then they're going to have that burden to prove in court, which is probably where it will go. We couldn't continue to do this.
And I think that's what Adam Silver was kind of sort of alluding to in a sense, was just like, look, we can probably, they could probably try to remove him via the bylaws. I'm sure they could do that.
Right.
It's just so difficult.
Correct.
There's nothing in there that's going to say if X amount of sponsors leave and team loses X amount of money or NBA loses X amount. You know what I mean? It's just not going to be there. Again, it would just be too difficult. So I think kind of to your point, I think just continuing to put public pressure on that will hopefully, you know, have advertisers pull out and make them lose a significant amount of money. Well, that starts to get a lot easier to prove, doesn't it, when you're actually losing the money.
Well, they've got a year to do it because he is suspended. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk Kings basketball, Keegan Murray specifically, and why these guys, whether on purpose or not, maybe taking a bit of pressure off the kid. Also, some breaking video game news. I would never do this if it wasn't appropriate for the program and our listeners.
I'm excited.
Some breaking video game news that you're going to be very, I'm very happy about, and I think you're going to be too. We'll do that next.
The place to tell you if the 49ers are contenders or pretenders.
It's a pretty big deal. I've been a fan of the 49ers since, like, I don't know, 84.
Your home for 49ers news and talk. Sactown Sports. Your local sports leader. Got a take?
Make sure it's a hot one.
Take a shot right now.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports 1140.
That is both the phone line and the text line. Call, text, whatever you're more comfortable doing. Just, you know, make sure you're doing it at either a red light, while the car stop. Don't text and drive, folks. Not good for you. Coming up at 8:27, it is Wine Wednesday. I don't know what Dave's wine is going to be today, but I got one, a very special one that I've been sitting on for a week that's been bugging me. Oh, has it been bugging me?
So that was a,
looked at the wrong break?
No. That was a 4 minute break. Honestly, I knew I was going to cut it close. I just broke my record. 12 laps around here.
Ladies and gentlemen,
12 laps. And honestly, I knew it was going to be close. It was worth it because I was at 11 and a half. I went for it. You're welcome, Sacramento. Wine Wednesday, as you said, coming up. Oh, I got a wine.
Oh, so do I.
Oh, do I?
It involves a cook.
Like the receiver, Brandon Cook?
I'm not going to say. That's a tease.
Oh, okay.
Not going to give it away.
Speaking of teases, video game news. This is great. Oh, before I get to that, have you watched, you've watched Ted Lasso, right?
Yes.
Love it. I love it. Same thing. It's amazing.
We both are in agreement that how Jason Ross, of all people, has never seen it.
Same thing with Tropic Thunder, which he's now seen.
But I feel like Jason Ross is very Ted Lasso-esque.
Yes, he is the Ted Lasso of radio.
Yeah, that's actually a good call.
And we've all become AFC Richmond fans. Even
Heck
though,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, now okay. Yeah.
It wasn't until after the second season that I found out that's not a real team.
No.
I don't soccer, so.
Well, it depends on what you classify as real. If you say not a real team is in that you can't go watch them in real life.
Correct.
Yeah, you're right. However, if you wanted to play them as your FIFA video game team.
Stop it.
You can now do
Stop
that.
Stop it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ted Lasso and AFC Richmond are now playable in FIFA 23.
Okay, is Roy Kent on the roster?
He's got to be on the roster. Come
he's
on.
He's retired now.
And wouldn't it be great if they show him, like, talking and just he's just like, FF. You could put it on Roy Kent mode for adults. And he's Roy Kenting his way through.
Let me tell you something. As someone, again, I don't soccer.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed soccer games here and there, the FIFA games. This is going to get a – because I'm not even a casual.
Sure.
But you might get me to buy the game now. Smart move, EA.
I'm going to make a controversial statement, and I don't have a problem. I'll stand behind it because I've done my research, and I'm comfortable in my skin. It's not my favorite sport, but through the years, consistently, FIFA soccer is the best sports video game that exists.
Wow.
It's the best one. It truly is. You know, weirdly, what second I would say, a sport I'm not even into, hockey.
Hockey games are always fun.
Hockey video games are amazing.
Yeah.
And then you can fight over Madden and NBA 2K. And
I see.
Baseballs, whatever.
I like 2K, but like Madden at this point is just so.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I enjoy more of the bare bones aspect.
Madden's just way too. Yeah, it's got way too complicated. Just let me run play with the run and do the thing with the spin.
The one I always enjoyed that I think is finally coming back, which I always thought was better than Madden, was the NCAA football games.
Yes. I actually like that more than this. Anyways, go grab your copy of FIFA there. We usually get some to give away.
Yeah.
We'll have to check.
Oh, speaking of giveaways, we got to give away our Gym Boys gift cards today.
I made a tweet about that.
Yes. Well, now we need to follow up on the tweet.
No, but no, the tweet, that's not what it said.
Oh, what did it say?
Well, I saw that Sacktown Sports 1140's Twitter account had tweeted out we would be giving away $25 Gym Boys gift cards this week. And I quote tweeted that and I said, I just found out, like all of you, we were doing this. I'm here to politely ask you to not tune in so that we have nobody to give them away to.
You're so, I thought we were trying to be healthier.
But you know what?
What?
There's a thing called a binge meal.
Cheat meal. You already had a $7 get high Jack in the Box
all
meal.
All I'm saying.
That you ate sober, which is so strange.
All I'm saying, dude, is I want those Gym Boys. Do we have to give them away?
We get to.
I can't have them.
No. I love Gym Boys, too.
916-339-1140. We'll take the 752nd caller.
Well, thanks.
At 916-339-1140.
See, you laugh, except that 752 people will actually call, and then I have to deal with it.
Well, maybe it'll take too long.
Can you imagine being 751?
And then we won't have, then we won't have to give them away. And then, they're lying around. Here's one for Carmichael Dave and family. Kings basketball is just 12 days away. It's interesting. You and I, or not you and I, Whitey and I spent some time yesterday. You and I spent some time Monday, actually, talking about Sabonis and Fox, and how this was really a make or break year probably for De'Aaron. The DeMontis Sabonis watch continues in the sense that until he extends his contract with this team, if and when he does, there's going to be the we gave up Tyrese Halliburton for a 2-year Sabonis rental. And that's a valid and understandable. I get it.
It's on the table.
It is on the table. But I think because if you look at storylines going into this year, you know, can Fox break out and have an all-star year? Can Fox come out of the box with the ox stronger than he did last season where he came out just terrible? Very un-Fox-like. And then DeMontis Sabonis. And then I don't know, what is the third story is probably some combination of will it be Malik Monk or Kevin Huerter, their impact at the two spot. Meanwhile, Keegan Murray's just sitting there like, I'm the number 4 pick in the draft.
A really good summer league.
And I'm on the Kings. I don't have a ton of pressure. In fact, odds are, if you go by odds, I'm going to be a failure in the NBA. And by failure in the NBA, you're still in the NBA, so of course you're a winner. But I'm going to underwhelm expectations because I'm a Sacramento King. So in a sense, boy, does he have not as much pressure as some of these other guys.
And I think this is the first time I can remember in any sort of history that the Kings have picked this high. And it just really does feel like, kind of, you know, given the context you just laid out, like, man, people are not going in there thinking he's the savior.
Right.
Even Davion last year, you know, after Summer League, like, there were people that looked at Davion like he was going to be the savior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tyrese, after five games, Tyrese was the savior. And you just go down the list of guys they've drafted. Marvin Bagley, the savior.
Yep.
De'Aaron Fox, the savior. And it's just like, wow.
Quincy Doobie.
Not the savior, but expected to be really good.
Do we say Thomas Robinson?
Yeah, Thomas Robinson had that. Again, over the last 12, 13 seasons, it's just the list is so long. And I was like, thank God this kid's not going to have those expectations put on him.
You know what I feel like it is now? You know the meme that's out there of Dave Chappelle as Rick James? And he's doing the come to me thing. I feel like that's kind of how we are now. Like, come join the fire.
Yeah.
Where everyone just come on down and roll around in the flames and we're all going to fail together. And that's really, if you haven't figured it out, this is where, you know, everybody kind of tags their shows and their personalities for where they're coming from. I just want to be really clear going into this year. Last year, I pinned the thing saying they're going to make the postseason. I pinned that on my Twitter. Spoiler alert. The lower your expectations are, the less chance you have of being disappointed. We're going back to it, baby. We are going back to this team gets nothing until they prove something. There's no hype. There's no buzz. There's no huge hopes. This is not the stop for that. This is your home of the realism. That's it. Is your home a realism? This is a realism high.
I think it always has been.
I would like to think so. But there are a large faction of fans. Like, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear why we're going to win and why we're going to do this and why we're going to do that. And you're a downer and you're bringing us down this and that. Whatever. Like, Tim's one of those guys. I'm sorry. Again, 16 years of futility. And last time I checked, they didn't get better defensively. They're weak at the three. There's not, and they're surrounded by really good teams. Is there a chance they could get in the play-in? Absolutely there is. But let's not all start taking showers together and going streaking. You know what I'm saying?
Well, not yet.
Not yet. Another hurdle cleared for the Oakland Athletics when it comes to staying in Oakland. Wine Wednesday. What are we whining about? We'll get to that next.
Check out the Golf to Go Hour with Frank LaRosa every week on Sactown Sports 1140. Get the latest on equipment, area courses, people that play the great game, and plenty of good conversations about golf. It's the Golf to Go Hour with Frank LaRosa every week on Sactown Sports 1140. Golf to Go is brought to you by the Hagen Oaks Golf Super Shop, America's most awarded golf facility, and Naturewood Home Furnishings, where it's all about choices and always about quality, and Safe Credit Union. Let us put you first. The 94th most popular celebrity from Carmichael.
How popular do you want to be?
Meets a Celtics broadcasting legend.
Celtics are going to go for the win. Everybody here at Golden 1 Center on their feet.
The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports 1140.
For the love of wine, it's Wine Wednesday. Let's see your wine of the week brought to you by 23 Wines. You can do that on the chat and the YouTube. You can do that at the text line, 916-339-1140, and of course, call us, 1-800-912-1140, or hit us up on Twitter. Either way, we'll take your wines. Mine, I'm going to go a bit off script here, because I kind of whined about the whole Kings hype thing.
Okay, so mine is Kings related.
Okay, good. Perfect. I'll make mine really quick. I when you're walking in public...
Is this another old man take? You've been full of them this morning.
Just understand there might be people behind you.
Uh-huh.
Don't stop. Slow down randomly. Swerve.
That is very annoying.
Text on your phone. And
especially in a crowded place.
In a very, very crowded place. Like, dude, just wait till you sit and then walk. Just walk normally. I don't feel like it's an old man thing. I feel like it's just a
It's Colin Curtis.
It's like, don't block the whole aisle in the grocery store. Don't put your cart on one side and then look for stuff on the other side of the aisle, and I can't get by you, and I'm just sitting there with my cart waiting for you to make eye contact and then go, sorry.
There are a lot of people out there that just have no – and again, it's, you find it in these public settings all the time. They have no appreciation that other people are also trying to do the same thing.
No appreciation of anyone. Mostly, Jay, you're right. It winds down to people could do a lot better if they just realize that there are more people in the world than them.
Yeah. That's a very difficult task for a lot of those people, though.
You pull up to the gas station. You really love the song that's playing. You want to turn it up while you pump your gas. Well, everyone else does not necessarily want to hear that song, especially at 7 a.m.
Yeah, nobody else probably wants to hear that song.
So maybe just, I don't know, hit pause or turn it down.
Or it's midnight and you're on your motorcycle in a residential neighborhood and you still feel like you got to do the vroom vrooms.
Yeah. Well, those are just special types of people.
Again, but they all kind of fall under the similar umbrella.
I wish they'd fall into something else.
Yeah, me too.
Permanently. What's your wine?
My wine involves, how do I state this? People are going to think I'm calling out someone that I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
If you're running a blog or a fan-generated website, again, not calling out who people probably think I am.
Oh.
Please do not create content that means nothing and is clickbaity and is just ridiculous. I'm going to read a headline.
Yeah, Matt George.
It's not Matt George.
Oh, okay.
You'll get what I'm saying when I read this. Okay. This is the stupidest thing I saw on the internet all weekend. Uh-huh. How will Quinn Cook's championship experience benefit the Kings?
What's wrong with that?
I'm going to read it again. How will Quinn Cook's championship experience benefit the Kings?
Okay, hold on a second. Here's the thing. Let me help. Let me. Not that you need nor asked for it, but let me help you out. Okay, because the problem is there's a lot of people out there that might think you're taking shots at this person or that guy.
That's what I was trying to say.
This is Sacktown Royalty.
Yes.
I know the headline well because it's the zombie Sacktown Royalty. It's not, yes, Sacktown Royalty. The Sacktown Royalty is the King's Herald.
But
now
there are still people putting stuff out
I don't even think they live here.
I don't care where they live.
There are people in L.A. that took the hard work of Tom Ziller and Akis and to a much, much, much lesser extent Greg and so many other people that built that.
Listen, let me be clear. They're simply the example I'm using. They're blogs
in general,
fan-generated websites that do this crap all the time.
That's how royalty sucks. Sucks the suckiness.
How will Quinn Cook's championship experience benefit the Kings? Here, don't click on it, people. I'll tell you how. It won't. Quinn Cook might not even make the team.
Dude, you are taking shots at Jordan_White13, bro.
Jordan White, I'm sure you are a nice young man, but man, we are, when it comes to scraping the bottom of the barrel, you have like scraped through the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah,
will Quinn Cook's championship experience benefit the Kings?
Now, I'm going to stand in front of Jordan here.
Okay.
I'm actually going to stand in front of him because here's exactly what I think happened. I'll bet you Jordan White's a good writer. I'll bet you he's a good guy. I'm just going to throw that out there. Here's what I'll bet happened. I'll bet you the corporate parent company has given these folks who probably are being incredibly underpaid and are just trying to get experience to go somewhere else, probably mandated them 30 articles a day or something
stupid. Sure, you are correct.
And poor Jordan White has to go out there and find angles like,
see,
how will
right
Quinn
there,
Cook's championship experience benefit the Kings?
Right there is the problem, dude. There are finding angles and there are making angles up. Will Quinn Cook's championship experience benefit the Kings?
I don't hate the hustle, man.
I don't hate the hustle. I hate the headline, though.
What about Matthew Dellavedova's championship experience?
You know what? Even that is actually more of a believable thing.
Why are we leaving Delly out?
Do you think when the Kings are, 30-45,
yeah,
Quinn Cook's going to be the one to rally the guys in the locker room because, hey, he's been there before.
Let's go, guys.
I know what it's like.
Won me a title.
Come on.
Dellavedova won one in 2016. Come on.
And he played for that team. Like, he got minutes.
What will Harrison Barnes' championship experience
again
continue to bring to Sacramento?
There you go. Quinn Cook?
Is Sacramento...
And now I feel like I'm disparaging Quinn Cook. I'm not trying right. to. But I feel like if Quinn Cook was being honest, he's like, I don't know.
Nothing. What will your champion do? Nothing. I mean... Is that that's it, right?
That's
we have
it.
Three guys. I'm trying to think. Like, Kent Bazemore won one, didn't he?
No.
Did he? No.
I think he was on the Warriors when they were good.
I disagree. Not that that's something to disagree about. I think he might have been.
What years did he play in Golden State?
Those other years. No, he didn't. Okay, he played in Golden State 12 to 14. And then 2021.
How will Keegan Murray's experience in the NCAA tournament lead the Kings back to the playoffs?
How will Mike Brown's championship experience?
There you go.
Yes. Is Sacramento the new title town?
Mike Brown's championship. There is an article you can actually write.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Quinn Cook.
Yeah. What will the Oakland A's championship experience bring to the city council when it comes to Howard Terminal?
Well, I haven't been brought a lot of wins recently, but wait.
So there have been some good things that have happened. This is another hurdle that's cleared. Howard Terminal will not be put on the ballot for a vote. Now, I had this same issue. I want to be very clear with the Kings Arena. If I'm being honest, I think it should have been on the ballot.
Okay.
I fundamentally, and this goes against what a lot of people think my politics are, and they really don't know. I fundamentally do not like when voters don't have a chance to vote on things. Even if I know they're ignorant and wrong about certain things, they're uninformed, they're just going to vote against anything because it doesn't matter. I acknowledge that. That's why I hate term limits. Even though I get that the world would probably be better with term limits, I hate it. Because I think people should be able to vote for things. When the Kings Arena happened, I fought like hell to try to influence it. We all did not put it on the ballot because we knew we'd lose the team. So you fought against something you actually didn't support in
right.
sense. But it was
quite
one of those,
the paradox, isn't it?
It really was, but it was the greater good thing. Now, in this case, you make an argument. The citizens should have the opportunity to vote on this massive deal. And the biggest reason, let's just be clear. The biggest reason they're not putting it on the ballot is they're saying, listen, there's no way that Joe and Jane Smith are going to do the research necessary. They're not smart enough about this to understand what it means. So we're going to take it out of your hands.
And then you have Joe and Jane Smith are like, LOL government, because you're always right.
Right. So, you know... This is a good thing for the A's. If this thing went to a vote, it almost certainly, especially in this state, no chance of passing. You could have had this thing where it said everyone in the city will get $100,000 and somebody would still find a way to say no because the Australian egret will lose a wing. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way
it happens. That's the exact reason I heard.
That's what I heard too. So good for the A's. You know, good for all that is that the Howard Terminal thing is making it happen. So it's odds are pretty decently favored now on them coming to a deal. What's hot? What's not? The news. And I guess we'll just say celebrity birthdays.
And Jim Boys. Yeah, I can get some boys. If you want to play the game.
You can, yeah?
Oh, I can.
Coming up right after this.
You want Kings talk?
I'm a diehard Kings fan.
There's nowhere else you need to go but here.
Kings games, Kings interviews, Kings breaking news, Kings coverage. Nobody has it all but us. Sactown Sports, your local sports leader. What's hot?
Yeah, hot. Real hot.
And what's not?
It's not good.
Brought to you by American Energy Air and Solar, Sacramento's complete heating and cooling company and second opinion partner.
Who's hot? I'll tell you who. The entire city of New York. Why, you ask? Because last night, per our friend Elias and his sports bureau,
Eliash,
Tuesday was the first time ever both the Mets and Yankees hit game-winning grand slams on the same day. That actually is kind of cool.
That is cool.
You know who's not?
Uh-oh.
Other friend. Dearest Joseph Burrow.
Wow.
Joseph Burrow has played two games this season. How many times has Joseph Burrow been sacked?
How many?
13.
That's not great.
In two games.
That's not great.
Are we looking at Joe Burrow as going to be a guy that has a short career given where he's played?
Is Joe Burrow going to be the Trent Dilfers of Joe Flacco's? I mean, is he going to have the Super Bowl appearance in this case? Not the win, but either way. And then Joe Burrow is a great future quarterback. And coming into this year, I think a lot of people were saying, okay, you've got Mahomes, Herbert, Allen. I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody, but and put Burrow right in that cat. And that Burrow may end up, Burrow's more Brady than any of those guys. And to an extent, I agree with him. Like, Brady was never the arm. Brady was never as good as Peyton Manning as a pure quarterback. And Joe Burrow kind of gives you that feel of like, hey, he's cool, he's confident, he's just going to come in and do the thing. And now after two games and him being sacked 13 times, we're like, Joe Burrow's washed.
I don't think Joe Burrow's washed. I just think Joe Burrow's going to be broken.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to be able to, like, function properly.
You might want to invest in some more offensive lines. That's all I'm saying.
Protect the quarterback.
News and notes right now.
Stand by on this frequency.
It's time for the news of the day.
Thank you for ruining the show and dropping a steamer on my journalistic integrity.
Today's important headlines, intelligent analysis, hard-hitting interviews.
Yeah, this is none of those things.
Here's Carmichael Dave and Jason Ross.
Oh my God, I love those guys.
MC popped in towards the end of the chat. He's angry with me now. He's calling me divisive.
Well.
Divisive Dave. I'm circus leader Dave. MC needs coffee and a hug. Hopefully MC is not a DirecTV Sunday Ticket subscriber. Also, there'd be a reason why he's Mr. Poopy Pants this morning. DirecTV is saying they will automatically reimburse Sunday Ticket customers after there were problems for the second consecutive week. Seven games aired during the early Sunday window, with many streaming users reporting outages. Traditional satellite viewers not affected by any outages. Now, this is the last year of Sunday Ticket for DirecTV. It's highly expected to go to Apple TV next. I guess the thing is this. By the way, hold on. Let me ask you something. Is DirecTV a sponsor?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, me neither. Dude, if you still have DirecTV, you deserve. If you still have DirecTV and you're buying Sunday Ticket, you deserve to have outages.
You
I'm sorry.
Satellite and cable people.
I'm very sorry.
Get with
sorry.
The times.
Yeah, like, dude, come on. It's the day and age. I don't get paid for this, but if you don't have YouTube TV, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, $20.
I do have YouTube
TV. I know
TV.
You do. You have a $20, $30 Fire Stick or a Chromecast or whatever. All you need is a TV and a plug. You can take it anywhere. I get Red Zone. I used to have to pay, what was it, $350 a year or whatever for Sunday Ticket?
Yeah, it was some ridiculous.
Something stupid. Now I pay $10 a month for the 4 months of football season for Red Zone Channel. And I am happy. And I'm watching Scott Hansen. And listen, apologies to Andrew Siciliano, but honestly, if you close your eyes, they both sound the same. That's it. I'm paying $40 for Red Zone.
So, I'm smarter than everyone.
That's right. Bet you MC still has DirecTV.
Wow, we're just gonna.
I'm sorry, he's so mad.
Pick on MC Day
he's
today.
So mad, he just popped in. It's just like, rawr. Maybe it's because of the news that's happening today. Maybe that's why he's mad.
The Ted Lasso news?
No, other thing. I thought this was America.
Oh,
Giancarlo Stanton's walk off grand slam had a 118 mile an hour exit velocity. That's his 11th. 118 plus mile per hour home run since 2015. And that span, the rest of baseball combined, has had 11. 11. Five of those 11 by Aaron Judge.
Not shocking, actually.
Not shocking. At all. I want to throw this out there, too. Not for nothing, but this isn't really sportsy, but it's Mark Cuban. He was tweeting last night, and this caught my eye, because somebody said there's no such thing as a self-made billionaire, and people are arguing. And anyway, somebody said, well, hold on. What about Mark Cuban? Like, he kind of a self-made billionaire. And a guy says, self-made, he made millions on the back of his employees' hard work. He could have given more money to his employees, a security cleaning crew, etc., that made the sale of his company possible. Those employees could have been millionaires. Defending billionaires is weird. And Mark Cuban quote tweeted that. He said, I made $2 million on the sale of my first company. I gave $1 million to our 80 employees. When we sold our next company, which made me a billionaire, 300 out of 330 employees became millionaires. If it's a company I started and it sells, everybody gets bonuses. The PR for Mark Cuban was quite good after that tweet, by the way.
Yeah, well, given the issues with the Mavericks the last couple of years and the... you know, not on the court.
No.
A little good PR is always good for Mark Cuban at this point.
Let's say, I don't think anybody here is trying to say Mark Cuban's the end all be all.
No.
I guess if you're going to be a billionaire, that's kind of the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
National days of today, Wednesday, September 21st. It's World Gratitude Day. You know, a CMC is still doing a thought this was
Let's
America.
Focus on the show.
No. That's what I'm doing. I see he's over there doing that. And today is National Gratitude. It's World Gratitude Day.
Is it?
So I'm going to say, you know what, MC, thank you. Thank you for showing up and listening every day. Thank you for policing the likes on the YouTube page. Really, thank you. Thank you for, though your views are just horrific in nature, thank you for standing behind them and providing kind of a comic relief in an abyss of seriousness from time to time. We hear you and I appreciate you, right?
Yeah.
Who do you have to thank?
Whoever decided to turn chicken into tenders, you're a hero. And I'm grateful for you and your existence.
With the luck that I've had with chicken, mine would be chicken chewies. Like, I can't make tender chicken, dude. Chicken breasts.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thighs, no problem.
It's difficult. It's not an easy thing.
Breasts can go straight to heck.
Wow.
I mean chicken breasts.
Yeah.
Let's be clear.
Hating on the old chicken boob.
Do you know I didn't get a chicken breast for, like, seriously from the time I was 5 to the time I was 12?
I didn't, but it's one of those things, like, you tell me it, I don't even need the story, I believe you.
My cousin Gabrielle told me that one time she was eating
a... That always cues you to tell the story.
My cousin Gabrielle told me once that she was eating a chicken breast and she bit into a nipple. And I, like, fully believed that.
Of course.
That
at that age, you do. I would believe it, too.
And I almost threw up and I couldn't touch another chicken breast. Today's National New York Day. Well, you had a Stanton walk-off. You had Judge's 60th. What else do you need? Favorite thing about New York, even if you haven't been there, go.
Pizza on every corner.
I would say
the ability to dine at any hour.
I would say I'm 100% with you. The street food.
Yeah, it's just great.
And the fact that you can walk around in Manhattan and there's stuff to look at everywhere.
Everywhere. Whether that's people, buildings,
oh, hey,
parks.
Look, there's the SNL building, whatever the
30 Rock, right?
30, yeah, Rockefeller Center. Oh, look, there's a Radio City Music Hall. There's Carnegie Hall. There's Central Park. Oh, and there's some halal food and pizza. Perhaps halal pizza. I don't even know if that's a thing or
probably
not, but it's all amazing. And finally, World Pecan Cookie Day. No, I'm good. Celebrity birthdays today is going to be weird because there's no competition. How are we going to do this? Because you said it's a good day for celebrity birthdays.
I think you should compete with yourself and try to be your best self.
And let's see. I've got to get within, let's say, what, 5?
Sure.
Okay, go.
All right, let's start with former Full House actor Dave Coulier. He was Joey.
Also, the subject of You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette,
right.
according to legend, Dave Coulier is 60. It's 60.
Very close. Dave Coulier is a very young 63.
Hey!
You're within the margin of error.
Okay, so that's one.
All right, singer Faith Hill.
Oh, Faith Hill? Singer Faith Hill, oh, let's see. She's married to Tim McGraw. Tim McGraw was in his early 20s in 94. It's now 26 years later. I'm going to say Faith Hill is 55.
Right on the money. Faith Hill is 55.
I'm the best.
The great Bill Murray has a birthday today.
Oh, ooh. I don't like this one. Bill Murray. I'm going to say Bill Murray is 76.
Ah, Bill Murray is 72. Don't age Bill, please.
Oh, I'm fine with that. Still within five.
Still within five. How about singer Jason Derulo?
He has that one.
He has a lot of songs. No one ever knows they're his.
Talk dirty to me.
His age, please.
30.
36. Ah, I missed that one.
Oh, no. I didn't get that one.
The great Ricky Lake has a birthday today.
Oh, Ricky Lake. Ricky Lake is 69.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
He likes 54.
Oh.
And finally, the legendary Stephen King is celebrating a birthday today.
Oh, God. Stephen King is 77?
Very close. Stephen King is 75.
Long live Stephen King. You think his friends call... Yeah, you think anyone calls him Steve?
Yes.
Steve King?
Yes.
Is Steve King a good author?
No.
No.
Steve King, better basketball announcer.
For J-Bars, all of you, and yes, MC, I truly do love you and appreciate our banter. And all of you on the YouTube chat, love you so much. Jim Rome is next. Enjoy the rest of your broadcast day right here on Sports 1140 KHK. Bye-bye now.
The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.